Torsten, Gustav, what a tremendous performance for you guys defensively. You didn't give this team a lot of chances out there for a 3-0 win, one of your most convincing wins of the season.
Yeah, I think that was the game plan, was just to frustrate them and to be on top of them from the start. And I think every 5 minutes of every period, we came out pretty good. And then they had some times where they turned up the intensity, but I think we matched it well, and we collapsed well to the middle and kind of limited their scoring chances. And when they had, you know, their good scoring chances, they're a good team too, so they're going to get a few prime stepped up big for us. And I think, yeah, we just did the little things right, and we were pretty focused tonight.
Would you see that everybody in this dressing room right now is ready to sacrifice himself for the main core of this team to get some wins? You sacrifice yourself, but pretty much all your teammates as well?
I hope so. I mean, I don't know. I want to win really badly, so I think also when you see other guys doing it on the ice, it's pretty contagious. And I think that's been kind of our motto in our game plan lately, is just to do it every time, do it right every time. And, you know, you're going to mess up a few times, but you know, the more you're focused at it and you pay attention to those details, the better you're going to be, the better the outcome is.
What are your thoughts about Noah Jolson's performance?
I loved seeing him out there. I think he was moving the puck, and I'm sure he needs a few games to settle in. Most of us have been there where you sit out a few games, it's going to take some time for him, but he looked good in his first game.
There's a lot of worries around the world right now with the coronavirus. The NBA just suspended their season. Are you worried by the next couple of days with what will happen with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reality, and you know, you see leagues around Europe and leagues here, and you know, big events, and I think it's important for us to you know, try to contain it as well as possible. So I mean, whatever comes, but it would obviously be unfortunate for the fans and for us and what we're working towards. But, you know, we'll continue to go to work every day and continue.
From a personal standpoint, you seem to have found your rhythm this season. How are you feeling out there?
I don't know. It was so-and-so tonight, but the last 3 weeks or so have been pretty good. I think it turns a lot to just preparation and kind of finding my rhythm, worrying about my own game versus who you're playing against. It's just a mindset that I've kind of come around to now, where you know, win at all costs, win every battle. It's definitely just a kind of domination mentality where I want to win when I'm out there, and that's kind of helped me settle in. I've brought that mindset to practice, and it's just kind of carried along for me the last little bit here. But yeah, it took me a while. I was also hurt, just like Jules there, for a while, and it never comes back quickly. You obviously want it to, but in reality, it takes a little bit.
Belleville had lost 4 times on the road this season. That was their 5th loss on the road. Division leading. They're a really good team. How good does it feel that you guys kept them to, what, 15 shots or so? How good was it to have a dominant win against a team you guys have had your fair share of struggles against?
Yeah, I mean, earlier in the year, we've been on our heels with these guys, but I felt like today, them coming through the neutral zone, they're big weapons. You know, you just didn't notice that threat as much, at least from the back end today, and it's a test to our forwards, how they're backtracking, how our neutral zone play is. And yeah, I mean, it was an easy game for us D to play tonight, so it was fun, and that's kind of what happens when the whole team kind of plays to the game plan.
Thank you, Gustav.
Thank you very much.